All right, good morning, everybody. Let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. Today's Wednesday, May 12th. And with me in the studio, as always, is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Marcus. How are you doing?
Good. So this morning, the CPI report will be in focus. And we'll talk about this in a moment because it has just been released 30 minutes ago. But before we do this, let's take a look what happened in the markets yesterday, because yesterday was a super interesting day, right?
Yeah, it was quite a day. In fact, futures were pointing to a lower start, and the Nasdaq was down almost 2% at the open, and it looked like it was going to be an ugly trading day. And there was a big drop, but quite a reversal for the Nasdaq. The Nasdaq actually erased those losses and pretty much finished the day flat. The Dow, on the other hand, Marcus, had its biggest drop since February.
Yeah. So the worst day roles reversed here, right? Because the day before, on Monday, the Dow was actually making new all-time highs intraday, couldn't hold on to this while the Nasdaq was plummeting. And yesterday, then the Dow, as said, down 475 points here. Big slump. So this we're seeing right now this this rotation going on from value stocks into growth stocks back into value stocks, because yesterday what we saw here in the Nasdaq was pretty much a buy the dip, right? This is where
exactly
the Nasdaq really came off the highs here of above 40,000, was trading then yesterday at around 13,100. So before we were trading above 14,000, and this is where some traders thought, you know what, this is great. Let's buy the dip here.
Yeah, exactly. Because the theme has been interest rates going higher. Let's sell NASDAQ and buy, you know, blue chips. But actually yesterday, the 10-year yield was higher. So buying the dip and seeing an opportunity to buy some of these lows seemed to have been the real reason behind the move in the NASDAQ.
Yeah, so you mentioned it, the 10-year notes slightly inching up here because there are inflation fears right now. And this is why everybody thinks maybe the Fed will raise interest rates earlier than expected, because they have been saying, no, we're good. I think the key word here is transitionary. We'll talk about this in a moment. But I also want to bring up the VIX here, because the VIX, actually, this is the fear gauge, and it has hit highs, or it has hit levels that we haven't seen in a couple of months. I think the last time was right here around March, end of March. We have seen this level, and that's where we were yesterday. So definitely on the rise here.
Yeah, two-month highs for the VIX. The VIX, as you mentioned, is known as the Fear Index. It's tracking the option premium in the S&P. And when that is going higher, then that means that options traders are predicting more volatility. And that's definitely something to keep an eye on. And it looks like we're going to be seeing another lower start today because of some data that was just released.
Yeah, let's just talk about this. I mean, this is we talked about it for the past 2 days here in the stock market update, that today the big one will be the CPI. So here we go. Hold on. Let me just zoom in. So this is the consumer price index. And so it rose 0.8%. But what does this mean? Didn't they say, as long as inflation is below 2%, we're fine? So isn't the 0.8% good?
Well, this is where that's the increase from the prior month. And so the forecast was 0.2%. Or 0.3, depending on where you were looking. So this was actually a big increase month to month, and an annualized increase, or based on the last 12 months, that puts inflation at 4.2%, which is actually the highest level over a 12-month period going back to 2008. So it's creeping higher for sure. And these are some big numbers, but it's also kind of catching up because people, you know, at least people I've talked to, they're seeing inflation, they're feeling inflation, and they realize the prices are higher, and it hasn't really, you know, translated to data yet. So this is probably starting to catch up and showing the reality of the cost of goods.
Right. I mean, because expected was 3.8%. Now, so this came in what, this is almost 10% more than expected. But I think the really biggie is that last month it increased by 0.8 versus the expected 0.2%, as we can see here. So go ahead.
Just those two numbers, the CPI data measures a basket of goods, including energy and housing costs. And so that's up 4.2% over the last 12-month period. The core CPI, that actually excludes some volatile food prices and also energy. So that's the difference between the two. But bottom line is that inflation is creeping up. And you know, this is where markets are down because the Fed needs to be aware of this. And the strategy for reeling in inflation is to raise interest rates, which right now people don't want to have. They don't want that to happen.
No, of course, because this would increase the borrowing costs, which will hit really the growth stocks the most. Plus, I mean, if you're getting more in interest, this is where some of the hedge funds might pull out money out of the stock market and putting it into money market accounts, where now you're getting some more money. Right now you're getting next to nothing, but as interest rates are rising, it's rising interest rates is always bad for the stock market. Hey, by the way, do you happen to know how many items are tracked in the CPI?
I don't.
Okay, it's 80,000. 80,000. Wow. Yeah, I looked it up this morning because I was curious of how they do it, because it's coming from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they visit or check thousands of websites of retail stores, professional offices, and to combine this, and then they're feeding it all back. It's just crazy. You know, so,
wow.
Yeah, sorry.
I did see something that was interesting. Used cars and trucks rose 10% in April, which was the biggest one-month increase since tracking it back in 1953. And I've been kind of toying around with the idea of buying a Hellcat. And I have been keeping an eye on a forum. And I see that people who have purchased Hellcats or, you know, some of these, you know, more, muscle car type vehicles, they are selling them for more than they bought them for a year ago with more miles on it. So basically people are getting used quotes for cars. They bought it a year ago. They've put 15, 20,000 miles on it, and people, dealers and Vroom or whatever the websites, Carvana, they're paying more than they got when they bought it a year ago. It's just crazy.
Wow. So that's it, the Hellcat?
Yep.
What color? What color?
I'm kind of a black on black guy. There you go.
That looks like. Okay. Moving on. So in other news, we talked about the Colonial Pipeline that has been attacked and shut down, the 5,500 miles long. And so they say, you know what, later today, they will know if they can restart flows of the fuel following through the pipeline. But here's the deal. Even if they do it, it'll take probably 2 weeks for gasoline that is stored right now in Houston to reach the East Coast. So this will take a long time until this coming back. So one of the owners of the pipeline is Shell. So Shell slightly up here this morning, 0.2%. But let's take a look at crude oil prices. What are they doing this morning? I haven't even checked yet. So
I didn't look.
Crude oil prices on the rise again, on the rise again. So up this morning, 1%. It's crazy. Yeah, you see the national average of gas prices has already risen above the $3 level. And the $3 level, this is always a significant level because nobody wants to have gas prices above this. This is the first time in 6 years that we are now nationwide above $3. I mean, you in California are crazy, right? How much are you paying for gas?
Yeah, no, $3 is nothing in California. And it'd be great if it was $3.
I mean, as you know, I have a Tesla, so I'm not filling up at a gas station. But last time I saw it here in Texas, it was $2.55. Anyhow, so I heard that more than 1,000 gas stations in the Southeast are already running out of fuel. And Florida and Virginia are declaring a state of emergency over the gas shortages. So, I mean,
this,
of course, is not helping inflation fears, because as gas is getting more expensive. So that's the interesting thing. What does this affect, right? As we are looking at crude oil, because we just think, okay, it takes some more to fill up the gas. But think about it, it's also planes. In fact, I heard that American Airlines is canceling a few flights right now because it's getting so expensive to fill it up, or there's actually no fuel. So we're talking about planes. We're talking about, of course, cars. We're talking about trucks, transport, right? And I mean, we're living in a transport society. I mean, Amazon, here we come, right? I mean, we're just transporting goods left and right like crazy. And this is going this is becoming more expensive right now. So there's definitely a ripple effect, especially if it takes another 2 weeks before we can do this. Now, I heard that they sent some trucks on the road to get gas there. But I mean, how much can you fit into a gas truck here, right? I mean, compared to a pipeline that is carrying 5,500 miles long. I can remember how many gallons of fuel every day. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I don't know the number, but you know, to your point, a 5,500 mile long pipeline is going to be transporting a ton of fuel.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, let's bring up some earnings news. I mean, earnings season is winding down, but there were a few companies that were moving and shaking. Was anything on your radar?
You know, nothing really, but I think it's worth bringing up SPCE just for the fun of it, because yesterday we were looking at pre-market trading and SPCE was down like 20%. So this is, it ended up being up 1% yesterday. So huge, huge reversal. And they reported horrible earnings, you know, double what was double the loss that was expected. And now it looks like we were down like 5% last I looked. So this one's just all over the place.
Yeah, it is. So two more that I want to bring up really quickly. Lemonade. And you always think, okay, what kind of beverages do they have? It's an insurance, right? Isn't that an online insurer, I believe?
I think so.
Right. So, I mean, they reported earnings yesterday. They were up nicely, almost 4%, but then reported earnings. And now they're down 7.2%. So the first quarter loss was wider than expected. And this is another online company that is still reporting losses, and they reported a larger than expected loss. So down 7.5%. But hey, I didn't even know that they were trading at an exchange. Wendy's. Did you know that? So Wendy's is actually trading as an exchange, and they are up this morning. I don't know if they reported earnings, but they basically said, you know what? We think that this quarter will be a good quarter for us, because right before the pandemic, they started offering breakfast items. And just when they started doing it, I mean, welcome to the club, Wendy's. I think everybody had, I mean, what, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Burger King, everybody has breakfast items. So Wendy's was offering breakfast items right before the pandemic hit and they had to shut down. But they say, you know what? Now that we are reopening, we think that our breakfast will be a huge hit, and therefore they're up 5% this morning. So I just thought this was interesting. I haven't been in a Wendy's in so many years. Have you?
You know, I like Wendy's, and we have one kind of in the area, but it's not easy to get to, you know? So it's one of those places, if we're going by and we're in the area, we might pick it up, but definitely not a main
place. Did you know
place
about
for
the breakfast items? That they had breakfast?
No. But then again, I'm more of a burger guy than a breakfast menu guy.
Anyhow, we got to jump into our mastermind Zoom meeting here, because we want to trade live this morning. We put quite a few trades on over the past few days because, I mean, with the markets going down, this is when it is perfect for the wheel strategy that we like to trade. And I mean, I right now actually have more trades than I wanted. I have 7 trades going on, but it's all going good. So we got to jump over there. If you enjoyed today's market update, give us a like before you head out here. And also, if this was your first time and you would like to see us again, click on subscribe, hit the little notification bell, because this way you get a notification from YouTube whenever we release a video or when we are going live. All right. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everyone.